This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that amid numerous disruptions, this decade has been one of unprecedented development for India, marked by strong delivery and efforts that have strengthened the democracy. Addressing the ET Now Global Business Summit in New Delhi last evening, he said, global pandemics, tensions across the globe, wars, and supply chain breakdowns, the world has seen a lot in just a decade. The Prime Minister said, when the last decade began, India was the 11th largest economy, but today the country is rapidly moving forward and heading towards becoming the world's third largest economy.
संकट के समय ही किसी देश के सामर्थ्य का पता चलता है अनेक डिसरप्शन के बीच भी भारत के लिए ये दशक अभूतपूर्व डेवलपमेंट का रहा है शानदार डिलीवरी का रहा है और डेमोक्रेसी को मजबूत करने वाला रहा है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Assam today. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and flag off various projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Guwahati in the afternoon. At around 10:30 this morning, he will land at the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to the brave personnel who laid down their lives in the Pulwama terror attack of 2019. In a social media post, the Vice President said that the supreme sacrifice of the security personnel will forever remain etched in the country's memory. He added that their sacrifice continues to inspire every citizen to work towards building a strong and secure India. In another social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the devotion, resolve and service to the nation of the personnel will remain etched forever in collective consciousness of the citizens. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has strongly rebutted the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, terming it a stage-managed, artificial and fake narrative. He was responding to a video allegation shared by Mr. Gandhi regarding the India-US trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the Congress leader made the allegations alongside party activists who are posing as farmer representatives. He dismissed the claims as completely baseless and accused Mr. Gandhi of attempting to mislead the country's annadatas. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 will mark a historic milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. It will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The summit will take place in New Delhi from the 16th to the 20th of this month. Leaders from 20 countries are scheduled to attend the India AI Impact Summit in the national capital. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries will be participating in the five-day event. The UN Secretary General and officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, is preparing to form the next government after winning a two-thirds majority in the 13th Jatiya Sangsad elections. According to official results released by the Election Commission for 297 seats, the BNP has won 209 seats on its own, comfortably crossing the 151-seat threshold required to form a government in the 300-member parliament. Standing committee member Amir Khosru Mahmood Chaudhary said preparations are underway for the swearing-in of members of parliament and government formation in accordance with constitutional procedures. Officials said newly elected members of parliament are likely to take oath on 16 February. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated BNP chief Tariq Rehman on the decisive victory of his party in the parliamentary elections in Bangladesh. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Ireland will take on Oman in Colombo at 11 a.m. while England will be up against Scotland in Kolkata at 3 p.m. Today, New Zealand will face South Africa at Ahmedabad from 7 p.m. this evening. IMD has forecast dense fog conditions over Himachal Pradesh today. It has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning over Arunachal Pradesh till tomorrow. According to the Met Department, hot and humid weather is expected over coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa for today. It further said that no significant change in minimum temperatures is expected over northwest and central India till tomorrow. And that's the end of this news bulletin.